friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everybody to episode 15 of Good Friends and Fess. If you're listening to this right now, you are the sunshine that dries away our rain. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leroy.
I'm Matt.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Fez.
General
Chit-Chat!
Yeah, General Chit-Chat, boys. What's been going on past fortnight?
Yeah, I went shooting.
Went shooting?
Went to the shooting gallery.
Into a tissue?
Well,
let's clear this up. It wasn't a massacre or something, was it?
That's why I said shooting gallery very quickly afterwards.
Went to the new Batman?
Yeah.
Went shooting?
Yeah. Fez is calling the police right now. No, I went to a shooting gallery. First time holding a pistol. Good, actually, yeah. We shot some semi-automatic pistols, some Magnum revolvers. Went there with my dad, actually.
Oh, that's it.
Good.
Father-son bonding.
That's fucking bonding at its,
it was.
At its peak, at its pinnacle.
And my dad's got a really strong, like, Northern Irish accent.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, just looked at him and was like, oh, you probably held your first gun before you held your first pint. And my dad just kind of nods and smiles.
And then, pretty dumb thing to say to an Irishman with a gun.
And then he's just like, yeah, I'm more used to shooting at people than targets. And I clearly knew he was joking. And the guy hosting it was like a bikey looking dude. So he laughed at it. The other eight people looked so worried.
Yeah. Everyone does that.
But no, it was really good. And it didn't help there. My dad hit just smashed the targets, like bullseye every time.
Yeah, fucking headshot. Boom.
Yeah, it was very good. So yeah, when he was pulling back his targets, everyone else was kind of worried looking at them, like, that guy is a good shot.
He has actually killed me.
But as far as I know, he's never shot someone, so police don't come around to my house.
Has your parents ever shot someone, Fez?
No.
Being a baby?
No. You know, shit. We've got hard-ass backgrounds with our parents.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. I've seen Taken. You would have shot someone.
No, I haven't shot someone. Oh, I have shot a gun before.
I have shot a small child.
But not a person.
Yeah. No, I have let
Let's
off a gun.
Let's not get into the abortion bay already, right?
No, I have let off a, like, shot a gun before, but yeah, I wasn't shooting at anything, just like, in the sky.
In the sky. That's even more threatening. Yeah. You were sending warning shots off.
That's what brought down the planes in 9/11. Just running around time.
We're not even 2 minutes in, and we've already made a very questionable joke. And by we, I mean you.
Yeah. Matt's made that joke.
That's,
yeah. No
that's
one
what,
else.
That's what I bring. Questionable shit.
That's true.
Oh, dear.
This podcast actually goes for 2 hours. I just need to edit out most things that fish does. But yeah, how about the rest of you guys? Because you guys, we all have pretty hard backgrounds. Leroy was telling me the other day that Malaysia is probably the 7th most dangerous country.
No, it's not. I went on holiday there. It was like Disneyland. It was. You can try and get drunk there. I found one bar. I actually had to walk around finding a bar with young people, and it was impossible.
That's why it's so dangerous. The killings, you can't just blame, oh, sorry, man, I was drunk and just shot a bloke in the face.
It was funny.
It's all cold, calculated, sober killings.
Here it was just like, Johannesburg, you know, Caracas.
Mexico City.
Kuala Lumpur. KL.
Good. Switch the top 10. It's not my news. It's someone else's.
Yeah, name. But it was like such a specific rating system that they'd use.
They've got pretty strict laws over there. Like, you know.
Not that strict, unless it's more, applies more to the Muslim people.
Yeah.
They
have
that.
Oh, so if you're not Muslim, you can do what you want.
Sharia law and stuff like that. No, you can still do stuff, but not completely.
Yeah.
Different states have different rules and laws.
Is Malaysia one where you can't chew gum?
No, that's Singapore.
That's Singapore. Okay.
Yeah, you're not allowed to spit or anything. You get like life.
Someone doing weights in the kitchen. Yeah. What are you here for? Spit.
Like underground sort of extra. Ooh, you want that PK? I got that juicy fruit.
Dude, got fucking the chair just for sneezing too hard. Yeah. Saliva's come out.
Also, last night just was thinking about something, but what if we as a group have this average Joe Olympics?
That was a weird segue.
That was not even a segue. That was just a
blunt. Like, remember when we were having a conversation about something completely different?
There was something to do last night.
I like the idea.
Yeah,
it's good.
We'll continue to expand it then, Leroy, since you've abruptly dropped it on the list.
Yeah, yes. General chit chat's over now. It's specific tour.
Here's my 5-point plan.
Now, what is it, Leroy, or Olympics?
Just it's either the listeners or each of us come up with a game, a random game,
like a sport.
Yeah, random sport. Yeah, you can either spin on a chair 20 times and try to shoot a dart at bullseyes.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, well, Fez has to hold the dartboard.
Fez throws it up in the air.
A real segue here. My mate actually got a dart in the ankle when we were playing beer darts.
Oh.
Safe to say.
In the ankle?
Well, you put the beer on the ground, the can's down. If you hit the can, you got to drink it out of the hole.
Yeah.
And he kept waving his foot in front of it. My partner was sitting there like, he's like, oh, he keeps putting his foot there. I was like, fuck it. Throw it. He'll move it.
Yeah.
And he didn't move it. Literally went straight to the ankle bone. I had to pull it out. It was fucked.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That is nasty.
It's next level.
Extreme.
But yeah, so what's going to average Joe Olympics?
Yeah. So chip in, buy a cheap trophy that we play. We play this every 4 months or every season. Or
yeah.
It's a fair bit of commitment. Let's go at once and see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I don't want to commit to 3 Olympics in 1 year.
Yeah. Why don't we do
one
once
every 4 years is enough.
Cool. Yeah, we could do that. Let's do that as like a video style if we do get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of notice though so I can get on the peptides.
Yeah, that's it. The anti-obesity drugs.
Do we leave this to the listeners to suggest games for us? Or?
I'd say there's enough of us. Let's each come up with one.
We've had enough.
Each come up with one.
No, I mean, if the listeners want to send them in.
We don't have that many listeners.
Yeah. Well, we might only get 3 games.
Definitely. Well, speaking of Olympics, I got really drunk Friday night. And, I got very drunk and had the worst hangover cure I've ever had. It was a game of football at 10:15 in the morning, in which I started by getting a ball kicked into my face. And that was even before the game had started. That was in the warm-up.
Was it numb at least?
No, it was ripe and fresh. Like, it was a cold morning, gut full of piss. I'm standing there.
Thump! And that's it.
You know, in games, they're like, you know, half the players stand behind the goals and the forward line kicks the ball in. Yeah. So I'm just standing there just praying for the day to be over. And I had faith in my teammate in marking the ball, but then I realised that we're actually terrible this year. And the ball just went straight through his hands and straight into my face. And I didn't have the reaction time to even put my hands up. So they were literally still on my hips as smashed in the face of the ball. And then we continued to lose by 187 points.
Oh,
we didn't even give a goal. It was 2 points to 25 goals.
What's your fucking deal?
If you don't know Aussie rules football, that is a terrible loss. I'm sure you could probably pick that up.
Any sport.
Yeah, most sports, 187 is a...
It's a big number. Yeah.
And I had to because I was in serious pain. When I was driving there, I was like, I need to eat something because all I can taste is fucking cigarette butts and whatever the fuck I drank
and
last
stale
night.
Piss.
And stale piss. So I went to Macca's and had a McDonald's breakfast meal before playing football. And then at half time, after my second grog bog, I had to do the third runny one. God. So we're in the team huddle, we're like, come on guys, let's pick it up, yeah. And they all run out the change rooms. Then I just kind of jog back a little and go straight to the toilet and sit there for 10 minutes and take a crap. So
you're all fired up for a different reason. Yeah. And it burns.
Right. Does anyone else want to segue into something completely different right now?
Yeah.
Can I just add that I don't like Fez while we're doing this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that will come up again throughout the podcast.
It will.
All right, let's get into our first structured segment. Leroy, take us away.
All right, and you're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Today's top story. Are you guys a fan of riding bicycles and shit?
I bought a bike, but it's still sitting in the shed covered in cobwebs.
In its box?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm scared of getting hit by a car, but I'll ride a bike.
What's the worst that could happen?
I could get hit by a car.
Well played.
What happened was this, there was this guy who's basically getting his tires punctured almost frequently, and he's getting pissed off, so he puts a camera out in front of his shed, which is storing his bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happened is on that very day, someone actually came and humped his bicycle.
Humped his bicycle.
Was having sex with it?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Dry hump or like putting his cock in like the little,
just in some kind of
in the little gas entry in the valve. Yeah.
And he was like doing hand motions to his genital areas.
Is this Living News or like what you watch on Friday nights?
was it you, Leroy?
So yeah, this is apparently on YouTube and
what?
How did he
puncture it? That's some aggressive routing.
The point is,
the reason for the camera
for that was because people keep punching his tires. Mm-hmm.
But just this one off this guy came
and starts humping and
So it wasn't related, just happened to capture.
I've got a couple of questions here. I've got some issues with this. One, what the fuck are you humping bikes for, mate? Two, get your own bike and hump it. Don't go around humping your neighbor's bikes.
No, but maybe he's like, you know, like people that commit adultery. Like you have the same bike every day. You want to try a different bike.
So you reckon he's had a couple. He's had the Standish.
Yeah. He's probably married to a bike, man. But he's out and about. And he saw the chance. Yeah.
I thought this through a bit. You're wondering why someone would do something like this. The only thing I could figure out is he's either the person that he likes using that bike and knowing that his genitals is always on the bike seat.
Just licking the seat.
Mandy.
Actually, I've heard like a lot of weird stories about bikes, especially like there was one where some dude was caught. Well, the main one was this dude was caught. He's like a serial sniffer of like bike seats.
Yes. Now we're getting into the good shit.
What are people watching someone's bike porn for?
I like to root with rubbers on, but not with rubbers.
That's the way I look at it.
But apparently this is common in Europe in 2007.
We have offended so many Europeans.
Americans first. Fuck the old September call. And then
Malaysia as well.
We've yeah, that's it. That's huge market there, Malaysia.
It's trying to hit off most of the world.
So in 2007, a 35-year-old basically wanked and ejaculated on bike seats about 20 before he actually got caught.
Wow.
Imagine the bloke that comes out from a hard day off and he just sits there and like, a bit of bird shit. No, that's semen.
Yeah. I'd convince myself it was bird shit. Like,
yeah.
I would just be like,
deny
it. It is milky and there's tiny tadpoles swimming in it. There's no convincing me that's bird shit. Yeah. And then imagine his thought process. Why? Why did somebody ejaculate on my bike? Why my bike? There's 40 in the race.
And it's probably the only reason he's riding a bike is because he's lost his license.
Yes.
So, you know, luck isn't on his side to begin with.
That is a wrap on the rest of the day from there on. Like, yeah. Someone ejaculates on your bike, you are going to have a shit day.
That's hard to argue. Maybe it's good luck, you know, like bird shit's on you. It's good luck. Maybe if a dude comes on your bike,
it's good luck.
Buy a lottery ticket.
I have a proposition.
And shit.
You're not naked. Like,
well, hang on. How do you know how he rides his bike?
Yeah, but he's not going to cut himself and then rub his open wound on the seat.
Maybe he doesn't have to. If he's sitting on it, there's a fair chance that some might wiggle its way into his, you know, small intestine.
What?
Up the dot.
Up the mud funnel.
Mud funnel.
All right, Leroy, save us. Do you have some more news?
Implants.
What?
Implants?
Oh, implants. I thought you said emirates.
You said earplugs.
I thought you said earplugs as well. I was like, oh, this one's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Earplugs. Listeners, put them in.
Basically, it's about implants. Would you get... I mean, previously in the previous segment, episode, we had discussion about
penis implants.
This man has actually gone through one whole level where he actually put an implant of earphones, in his earlobes.
Oh. So what's earbuds?
I'd call that an upgrade, really.
No, it's like you put earphones, right? So you can just like listen to whatever music and just don't have to worry about taking out, just switch them off.
Okay, I've got
lazy.
I've got another question here. You know how a set of headphones or an auxiliary cord or something, they don't have a great lifespan.
No.
Nah.
Seems like a big commitment. If you get some shit headphones and put them in, I'm talking ones you get from an airplane or something.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also feel like a lot of people wear headphones just like fashion type of thing, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like those Beats headphones and shit. Every time I see one, I'm like, what?
But I make a point. I make a point not to wear headphones in public. Like if you're out.
What? Then why do you have them?
Well, I wear them when I'm at home and I'm on the lawns and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, some people do things, Stephen.
It seems like a bit of a waste, though. Like, yeah, I bought a portable music device and wear it around my house.
Oh, no. Like, if I go for a run or a walk, but like people that just wear them all the time, like, you know, as a fashion statement. And then there's ones that you can like customize and they're all zany colors and
shit. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wank factor.
Yeah. And that's why I'm wondering. I wonder if this dude's just like, actually, I'm going to get some other headphones put on top of these just so I look cool.
Count them out.
Yeah.
What if they're just massive and you can just see the outline of the headphone anyway?
Have you seen a picture, Leroy?
It's invisible. You can't really hear anything. You can't see anything.
You can hear anything.
Shit.
What if you know how sometimes you leave your headphones turned all the way up and you plug it in and that first song's like, nah, how loud? Blows his ears up.
Can you tune in the radio? Like, you know, wiggle your ear level a little bit. Like, get the reception.
You'd have to put an FM tuner in that. Digital?
Yeah, digital.
You wouldn't want to fucking risk going with normal.
Imagine that. All you could get is like, like AM talkback radio.
Bob Francis. Whole life of Bob Francis.
Leon Barner.
Imagine if you couldn't, imagine if it malfunctioned, you couldn't turn it off. You're like trying to concentrate on the movie, and all you can hear is like, yeah, my petunias just aren't growing.
Leon, my state council doesn't pick up our rubbish enough.
Yeah. So would you?
No.
That's the stupidest implant ever.
I'd get a cool implant though, like a machine gun arm or something.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. It's wasn't an option here.
Alright, I think that's all I have for Doobie News. Let's get to the next segment.
And now it's time for Happy Holidays, kiddies! So my segment is, I've basically worked out in the last couple of days that since the last public holiday, we don't have another one now until October. Yeah. That is a bloody long time to go working 5 day weeks. It is shit. Yeah. We need something to fill in the void. We need you guys to come up with some holidays.
Yeah.
Now, what holiday, what would you call it, first of all?
Yeah.
What day would it be on and why?
I want to have halfway there day. All right, it's June 30, yeah. And you celebrate being halfway through the year. Now, what happens is on that day, though, every household has to play, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer.
Inset an endless Jovi montage.
Yeah. It's massive Bon Jovi. So it's almost a celebration of Bon Jovi and the fact that we're halfway there.
So it's more or less Bon Jovi Day.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But we're halfway there. Oh! It'll be brilliant. And everyone gets really pissed as well.
Yeah. That's cool. That's just a weekday, though.
Yeah, true that. Yeah. Well, a weekday for you because you're a borderline alcoholic with serious issues.
Oh, there's no borderline.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like it.
All right.
It's quite quick, wasn't it?
Did you check up all the boxes?
Yeah, well, when? June 30. Why? Yeah. Bon Jovi Day. What's it called? Halfway there.
No, well, why is it Bon Jovi Day, though? Why?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Well, because of that song. We're halfway there.
Oh! Stop questioning the man.
You questioned. You said why.
Stephen, let's not talk about who did what to who.
Well, what I think is you got to celebrate halfway somewhere.
You do.
Yeah. You do. When you're halfway through exam revision, you reward yourself with a wank.
I liked it.
Don't you?
I like to imagine you do that in all of your life, though. Like, you'll be on a plane that's like a 7 hour flight at the 3.5 hour mark. You're just like, whoa, stand up, start singing.
Pop into the loo for a quick wank.
Reward wank.
All right, Fezzy, what do you got for us, mate?
I reckon showdown day.
Showdown day, so you can have 2 days a year.
Yep.
Well, so showdown.
As in, for the, or because, you know, in AFL, there's a rivalry kind of round, and in South Australia, we've got the showdown between Port Adelaide and
I like the idea, Fizzy. We're going to stop you there because most showdowns are on a weekend. We already get that day off. The idea is to break up the day because I have to work.
Maybe you get the day off afterwards because it's so dry.
The day afterwards.
Right, long weekend you're talking there. Yeah, long weekend. That's better. That's better.
Because I feel like people that go to the showdown and, you know...
People like me.
Yeah. You're hungover now. You went to watch a Port... Yes, match.
I got very drunk. It was great, actually.
So, you know, if it's on a long weekend for rivalry, or for a showdown.
Do you think things will get more out of hand, though? Because now people have an excuse to drink even harder.
Yeah, let you know the next day off. And then the next day.
Super Bowl, they have a similar thing, don't they? No. No, it's usually on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Hmm. So they don't get it there. But that's what makes it better for SA.
Yeah, wait, no, explain.
So SA only gets it in. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, SA gets it.
Fuck the other states.
That's yeah, because then that's like every... No, it has to be
only,
SA.
Only our backwater little hole gets it.
Yeah.
I like it. So that like Western Australia could have like Derby Day or something if they wanted
to. Yeah.
Well, what does Victoria get? They've got like
20. That's what I mean, it's like something specifically SA.
It's our idea though.
Yeah.
They've got the Anzac Cup and another like...
Yeah, they've got that.
Yeah, but the Anzac Day is, you know, it also, it celebrates something other than football.
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't. We stormed the front line and played well at that.
Yeah. Kicked a couple from 50. Good.
Yeah. Speckies.
That's it. Had a ripper.
Mm.
All right. So you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I didn't know because it was so bad. mine's actually not that great though. Mine would just be pick me up day. And I'd be in somewhere in the winter, whenever the shortest day of the year is.
Solstice.
Winter solstice, whenever that happens. And you just like people would put signs out in front of their house just being like, yeah, I'm having a really tough time at the moment. It's dark, like you feel sad. But just knock on the door, literally pick them up, have a beer with them. That's it.
Like so physically pick them up, bodyguard style.
Physically pick them up. Yeah.
So you want people to go around door knocking like Jarvos?
I feel like you could, and if you could get a whole bunch of people together that were all feeling down, you get someone like an earth moving company that just get an excavator and pick them all up in the bucket. I feel like if you rode in an excavator bucket around the block drinking a beer, that would cheer up your day.
Yeah, it would.
It would be something to look forward to.
Or if you could do it with like AC/DC on the back of the trailer or something, pumping out Highway to Hell.
Oh, you know that one time that it happens to coincide with Living on a Prayer Day or whatever.
No, called, yeah.
Halfway there,
halfway
yeah.
There, yeah.
Double holiday.
We should probably have 2 days off.
Yeah, 4 day weekend.
And then a recovery day for that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All so, right. Yeah, pick an up day.
Pick me up.
Oh, pick me up. Yeah, not pick me up. Don't go to CD clubs and try and...
Well, if that's what gets your spirits up,
they're called Saturday nights.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, all you predators out there, just calm down.
Yeah.
Leroy,
speaking of predators, Leroy.
That's a single. Yeah.
You know how, you know, there are always different seasons when it comes to work. You get seasons where it gets extremely busy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you have no time.
None of my line of work now.
Unemployed.
So, in a sense, it's like, you know, you don't have time to catch up with your chores and anything that you want to do. So I want to call it a chore day. A day to put you...
You're going to be the most boring fuck going around. Chore day. Lame.
The idea of this is to get days off work. Not create more work.
Days off so you can finish catch up with your work. Does this come as a spring cleaning project?
No, not really.
So wherever, when you can declare whenever you want to take that
day. No, it's got to be a specific time.
Yeah.
That was part of the segment. Yeah. Don't pull affairs.
Yeah.
Complete the segment.
Yeah. Commit.
Mine, put somewhere in the middle of the year.
No, on halfway there, you are not. You are not doing chores on my halfway there.
You got the vacuum cleaner out.
A day before halfway there, so you get a 2 day holiday.
Oh man,
yuck!
That was the shittest day. And we had fair say day.
Is it cool? Is it actually called chore day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. No one looks forward to that, man.
Chore day.
I would call in sick the chore day.
Like, oh. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, can I work today?
Picked up an extra shift out of the mill.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to prove you're healthy to go to work to get that chore day.
Go get a health certificate.
I want a health certificate. I want a certificate saying everything's good.
Give me the once over, Doc. All right, yeah. So that's it. Chore day. Well, somewhere in the middle of the year.
Yes.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Me, I reckon I would have my birthday as a public holiday because everyone wants to have their birthday off, but then that's gay because all your mates are at work. So no one's going to come out and get loose with you.
Yeah, so you're specific.
Birthday off, my birthday is end of July, we'll say. I don't want people knowing.
Okay.
Because I hate people.
Yeah, don't get any unnecessary cards.
But you want your friends to not be working on that day.
Yeah.
And as is customary for, you know, that holiday... Everyone that sees me buys me a beer.
What's it called? Matt's birthday.
Yes. You get Queen's birthday. Fish's birthday. Pencil it in your calendars.
I will pencil it so I can erase it. Please. That's not going in and borrow.
So I want my birthday off. Everyone has it off. And everyone has to get drunk. Everyone. I don't care if you're the Prime Minister. I don't care if
you're... Is there age restrictions?
No.
No.
if you have an age, you drink.
So fetuses are let off the hook.
No. No.
They're mums.
If you can sneak in a little mini bottle that you get from the bar fridge,
mini
up
bar,
the badge,
up your
to the fetus, and they can
no fucking
open
excuses.
It.
Even if you're sick, you know, fine. Bit of booze, take the edge off. It's good shit.
Okay. Yeah.
There's literally nothing it can't
fix. Don't have a problem with that. I mean, aside from, you know, the infant.
Better not ruin my birthday, Stephen. So, yeah, that's my day and my segment.
Lovely. All right. Well, my segment.
Jeez, that was a long herb.
I was like, is there a segue from unborn babies?
No,
there's no segue from that.
Just to illustrate, Lee did just have a small stroke.
Did you?
Adrian!
Yeah. All right, my segment is called Bear Sports Sting. All right. My segment is called Bear Sports, and pretty much what it is I'm going to list off one sport to each member of the podcast, and they have to tell me the pros and cons of why it would be better to play that sport completely butt naked. So, who wants to kick this off first? Leroy, your sport is tennis. What are the benefits and the... bad parts.
Negatives.
Negatives.
Cons. You fuck.
The negative is when you know, with your crotch and everything out in your butt, you're more prone to damage in that area.
So that okay.
You're very because it's not protected at all. You have no cups.
Limited protection.
Limited protection.
Mate. Mm. Surely ball bag skin is protection enough.
Yeah, it's going to be at least, what, half a mil thing?
Yeah. God is a woman.
140 miles to the ball sack.
Just imagine Federer just lining up your scrot with a Wilson tennis ball.
Actually, yeah, they probably would. Because I reckon you have a better chance of acing them if you just ate it. Right.
Mate, if I've got a fucking Wilson ball stuck in my jack side, I'm going to be one unhappy chap.
Anyway, right. Leroy.
All right. The other, it depends on the size of genitalia against your opponents. If you're bigger, you're more. Let's say you're more intimidating to the other player.
What if you like me then?
Yeah, that's a benefit. But yeah. The other person, it'll be a con because
my dick's tiny.
Trash talking, it's just trash swinging and slaying.
Yeah. Nice dick, loser. Bit cold out there, Feds.
Did you say Fez?
Feds. But yeah, Fez has got a small dick also. I just thought that was standard.
I believe tennis is always outdoor, so it's an easy 10 that you can
yeah. That's nice.
Very true.
I thought of a con, but it's not my sport.
It's not you.
Sport.
Yeah, it's not you.
It's not my sport. No.
This, but if you
this is a shambles, this episode.
It's all over the place. All right, since you were so eager to answer. Well, all right. Fish, what is the benefit of 10-pin bowling completely naked?
Well, for a start, bowling balls are quite heavy. You're not wearing clothes. You've got a bit more, you know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I understand. Can't be me. The
weight
minimal.
Your body's not carrying as much weight. You're already carrying that heavy ball. Take the clothes off. A bit lighter. Concentrate more on the ball.
Yeah. You need to start wearing like bulletproof vests everywhere.
Yeah. The con would be, you know, those bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get to wear them.
No, you still have to.
Really?
Well, that's a law, isn't it?
Well, you're naked, though.
What's that? No, but they still make you wear those shoes.
Oh.
Every time I go bowling, I'm like, what about these? They're Converse. They're fine. They're flat soles. Like, no, you have to wear the fucking Ronald McDonald shoes.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to a nudist bowling place.
Well, I reckon you still have to wear the shoes there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's safety.
It's safety.
Because if you drop the bowling ball on your toe, I don't even need to go on. That would just be shit. I don't know. I guess you could put a pin up your forehead or something. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
How are you going to get to the pins? You're going to run down there and pick them up.
What about a negative?
No, it'd be easy to trash talk. This isn't going well.
Negative.
I don't know.
Pulling a Fez.
What about that dangerous belt thing that carries up the ball? Oh, yeah, and your scrotum touch that.
What are you?
It gets sucked in.
What are you?
Come on.
What are you straddling that for?
That is very true. You could, because you know how the balls come out in two different racks. Mm. If you're leaning over to get a ball from the other rack, and then the other ball comes up,
I just thought of
sandwiches. You're a dick. Oh. Two bowling balls.
I thought of a massive pro. You know how you get
your cock, is it?
You know how you get sweaty fingers and you get that little air thing that cools it down?
Yeah.
Hang your junk or your gooch over that. Yeah. Middle of summer, feel that breeze.
Cool the
I think that's the one stuff we're going for.
Yes, now we're getting there.
Now you got me at the
end. We slowly got there, but we're there. Alright. Well Stephen, you know what pace we're at now.
Yeah,
you know where we're at. Okay.
I'm probably going to bring it right back down.
So, your sport is competitive fishing.
Okay.
Obvious
negative.
Obvious ones. I want to hear them.
Hooking your cock.
Hooking
your cock. Like, you go in, especially if you're like fly fishing. When that shit comes back at you, normally it doesn't matter. Hit your jacket, you're fine. You can pick that right out. You're not picking it right out of your ball sack.
Those hooks are made to go one way in.
Do certain fish swim well in like certain temperatures of water though? Because maybe. I reckon your cock is more sensitive than most parts. If you dip down, you go, oh yeah, this is about the right temperature.
So you're thinking more of a gauge.
Yeah. Well, it's like a thermometer.
Well, you're essentially fishing with your cock. Anyway.
Use that as a word. Big fish, just wag with your dog around.
Hang on. Probably small fish.
I had this image of like a world's deadliest catch, episode 15, like lowering Stephen into the water. We need to find out if the Arctic salmon are tempted by this temperature of water.
Yeah.
You know, send the naked palm Irish guy to thumbs up.
It's all good. Cast away.
You know, in the days of old when they'd kill a shark or something, they'd have it hanging from a fucking a beam with a photo next to it?
Yeah.
Just Stephen's dick. Somebody's proud of this little catch.
Why is somebody catching my dick?
Because fucking hooks around and shit.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now. You could use it as a worm, bit of bait.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Reserve bait.
Bait off into the water, burly, done.
True. And yeah, I guess in general, like you're out there for hours. It's an easy way to have a bath, just dip in there. It's sweet.
True. Salt water, fresh water.
Well, fresh water preferably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, nice one. All right, Fez, your sport is, all right, the benefits of you naked playing this sport, foosball, as in table soccer. What are the benefits and what are the pros? Now, let's keep in mind this is, like, professional level, so there's stadiums around you. You're not just in the shed with your uncle. You're, like, you are dead set out in the public eye.
Fez has repressed those memories of being naked in the shed with his uncle.
Well, that was a little blue man watching.
They're beady, non-moving eyes.
Fez has been reduced to the fetal position, rocking back and forth.
A benefit would be that, you know, when you do play and you score a goal, you can celebrate, and that celebration could be, just a, you know, helicopter dick. Or...
Yes!
That's a good one. Fezzy, coming to good.
Yeah. You know, also as a negative, obviously, would be, you know, when you're bending over, when you play foosball, some people might bend over or stand up straight. When you bend over, no one wants to see, spectators want to see some dude bend over.
Brown eye.
It's brown eye.
If you're an old lady with saggy tits too, if they spin one of those things real hard and it clips the end of your nipple, that stings. They'd be like hitting a knuckle on the table.
That's true. Good defense, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, when you play foosball... And you push it forward, like...
Yeah, the bar goes the other
way. Yeah, you go for tactics, just like be...
Very painful for a man, very pleasurable for a lady.
Yeah. Explain the gestures you were just doing.
So pretty much, you know, you're flicking the ball on one side, but if you see the mate, like someone else with this junk... junk too close to a handle, just flick your end into their junk.
I'm with you.
Quick junk poke.
So you get that good few seconds of time to just score a goal.
Yeah.
That's yeah. actually a good one.
That would give you that 2 second window for sure.
give you a few seconds.
No, you wouldn't feel it after the 2 seconds, then the pain in your stomach could just set in. Just
well, now this I've got another. It could be a pro or a con depending on who you're playing with. But you know, some people get quite aroused during sports. Maybe they accidentally grab the wrong shaft and give that
give it a twist. The ball starts spinning. doubles.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Are we going to give?
Yeah, Corb, do you want?
Yeah,
give me one. American football.
American football.
You know how the guy always shouts the numbers 21.
Oh, yeah.
It's to stand behind all these people.
Yeah, your tight ends.
Yeah, scrotum sticking.
Well, I think definitely a negative if you're a quarterback, right? Because you know how you. No, sorry, not the quarterback. The person who throws it under their legs to the quarterback.
I don't know American football.
Yeah.
I know what you mean though.
Yeah. But if you're bending over and you've got the ball and you throw it under your legs, there's a high percentage chance that it's going to tap your nuts, which A, is going to hurt, and then B, is going to send the ball on an awkward spiral.
Yeah,
with your quarterback fumbles, you lose the game. It's not good competitive sport, you know? Yeah.
As long as the quarterback's not too busy fumbling something else.
That's true. Blue 22. It'll be very distracting. You've got an open brown light in your face and then a ball coming out at some screwdriver like freaking.
And you've got cheerleaders putting you off and shit.
Yeah, that's true. It's a damn ton of US stink. I think a benefit definitely is, you know, if you're tackling a guy.
Oh, yeah. Naked,
then, naked you know, dude's all over you. Naked dude. You know, you're slipping down, you've got that last grab at the dick to pull him down, you know? Not pull him off, pull him down.
Don't pull him down by the helmet.
Exactly, yeah. Junk. Because, you know, those outfits are quite, you know, skin tight and they've got the skin tight leggings. When your balls and your foreskin and bloody anal bags are coming out.
I'm just imagining someone grabbing your
finger. Yeah.
You've got
more to grab onto.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that they'll, you know, be pleasurable, but it's effective. Now, speaking of cocks and balls, Stephen!
Alright, we have one liner! Shiners, part two! So, last week, we divvied up one liners to everyone and a person to speak to, or a type of person to speak to. So, during the last fortnight, everyone's done that, hopefully. Everyone
has
spoken to
Yeah.
I've got a Grammy Award winner right here.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to make a little song about how our interactions went, how our one-liners went, whether any shiners were given out. I can't see any around, but Fez is wearing foundation, so it's hard to say.
That's true. And hips to the stomach don't bruise.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
I learned from summer camp.
So, yeah, I don't want to go over and rehash what we did last week too much. Just check out episode 14 if you want to do that. But we just get into a little song here to discuss how our times went with our one-liners. And
are we going to have a chat about them after?
We'll have a chat afterwards.
Yeah.
We'll,
okay.
Yeah. But let's just give the listeners a little piece of bliss.
My line caused embarrassment on my face. Could end up with a sexual harassment case. Had to make up a story that was phony. I called the girl up with a fake name of Tony.
Met an old lady at the top of a mountain. She was ugly and looked like a rat. She mocked me by the drinking fountain, and I said, ain't nobody got time for that.
I didn't get up the courage to go to a construction site, so I spoke to a bricklayer at a quiz night. I said to him, you have the most beautiful eyes. He gave me a look to say, I'm not into guys.
I showed the lady my rash. She thought I was being quite brash. She looked at me like I was smoking hash.
from my own private stash. Driving through McDonald's, trying not to be afraid. How far can you get? That's what I said. She sounded confused after that, and I had no clue. I just basically said, I hope you don't think I'm a twat.
Beautiful.
Alright.
Listeners, so now that we've put you into some type of romantic mood.
No, made aggressively vomit. Horny.
Yeah. No, I think that was good. Well done, everyone. Sounds like, so everyone went up and did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so anyone got any, anyone want to expand on the four lines that we just gave? Just quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
let's go around. Maybe
same order.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah, my line was given to me by Fez, and it was questionably illegal. I would say I had to go up to a hairdresser's receptionist and say, "Sit on my face, lovely." Now, in the episode, we did say that I was able to use a mobile phone.
Yeah,
and make it a prank call. It was the harshest, yeah, and which I did. I did make a call. But still, even on the phone, there's no way I was going to say to some woman, "Sit on my face, lovely," straight out. So I was a little bit creative with it, and I came up with this bogan story that I was a pisshead named Tony who tripped over at a barbecue, and as he tripped over, his wife fell over on his face, taking a chunk of hair out.
Yeah.
And as I was explaining this to the hairdresser, I was like, and I was all there like, "Oh, great, sit on my face, lovely."
Yeah.
So she actually had a giggle. She thought I was just some demented pisshead and had a giggle. And then I just made the old, "Oh, what's that? Hold on, sorry. I'm going to call you back," and hung up.
No, I think, yeah, it was a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
I can't say that to a woman to their face. Unless it's
like at a club and you're like, smash. Like, that used to be my go-to pickup line.
Oh, yeah.
Or your girlfriend's actually sitting on your face. "Sit on my face."
Well, we don't need to know too much about your bedroom life, mate.
Well, you made me get eyes licked for fetishes, all right?
Did you do that?
I did do that.
Let's go back. Yeah, we're jumping all over the place. Let's leave that. Leave that.
Sorry, yes. My bad.
All right, well, when I said, you know, I met an old lady at the top of a mountain, I did the Mount Lofty run,
yeah,
which is Mount Lofty mountain. And I went, yeah, some mirror on the top, and
we connected the dots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lake Lofty? The Lofty Sea?
Yeah.
And yeah, she wasn't very attractive, and she was a...
I got that from the ugly part of the line.
Yeah, you know, when it's just...
Shout out to the ugly lady at the top of Mount Lofty.
And the reference "looked like a rat" we'll refer back to.
And when I say she mocked me, she's pretty much just saying, "Oh, you shouldn't be tired. Young boys shouldn't be tired." So I just said, "Ain't nobody got time for that." By which then I started to go back down.
You ran away.
Yeah, I ran away.
Nice.
Like a scared girl.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Mine was like... I've been to a few construction sites in the last fortnight, partly for work and partly just walking past them. And I've been looking around like, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to segue into this line with these people, because I've got no reason to go and speak to these people. So I'm just like, "Oh, having a good day, mate? Beautiful eyes, don't you?" Like,
<I'm> like, don't you?
Nice day. Beautiful eyes, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. So I didn't do that. So yeah, luckily I was at a quiz night and there's a bricklayer guy there. I'm like, "Oh, that's pretty much a construction worker."
Yeah, I'll give it a pass.
Yeah, and we're just up having a beer and we just chat, and I was like, "Dude, this is going to sound pretty gay." But let me just say, you've got the most beautiful eyes. Now I've got a girlfriend right there. There's nothing, no funny business going on.
She's jealous now though.
But yeah, he was awkward. I didn't speak to him again that night. But
hard to see why.
Yeah, but at least he didn't try to throw a punch.
That's true.
I felt like I was in a safe environment, so I went for it.
No show at the quiz night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fishy?
Mine was a bit anticlimactic, actually, because mine was to... I got my own, which is ask somebody to have a look at a rash for me, a stranger that was on my body.
It had to be a checkout check.
Yeah. So anyway, I've gone up and lifted my shirt. I'm saying, "Can you have a look at this rash?" She said, "There's nothing there." I was like, "Okay,
fine. Must have got to the end of a bad day because she was very sure. She just put me in my place straight away. There's nothing there. I think you're fine.
I'm sure at Coles that happens once every 5 minutes anyway.
Especially people stumbling across from the Maccas straight in there drunk on a Saturday night.
Okay. It's all right. I think we're figuring out as well. People are generally kind of friendly.
Yeah.
Like, you go up to them, you say like a weird line. Their immediate reaction isn't to give you a punch.
They'll be like, freak, walk off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm speaking to a drive-through box, so I'm not going to get a punch from a box.
No, but drive around the window and you might get a surprise.
A surprise in my meal.
So, did you eat the meal?
Yeah. I was a bit worried. I checked every place.
Yeah, actually, you should probably explain yours a little bit better, because yours is probably the hardest to understand out of that song.
Yeah.
So it basically goes to drive through. When you're ready to order, let me know. Then I'm just how far can you get? It's like, sorry, can you repeat that? I like a Big Mac.
Nice. Smooth.
Yeah.
So drive through, I was a bit worried, if there's surprises in the meal.
Yeah. That's the thing about Coke, it's really hard to find saliva in it.
No, that was good. It sounds like everyone achieved it. I'm glad everyone got on board, especially Fez, because he usually pushes out these type of things.
Yeah.
But everyone did it. Well done, everyone.
Yeah, pat on the back.
Yeah. That song's going to be top of the charts in the future. Oh, it is.
It'll top Kanye's shit.
And to continue the great segues we've had today, speaking of Kanye West, Fez, your segment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Speaking of super fly rappers, who's Fez?
All aboard the crazy.
I thought you were going to go crazy train or bus.
I was waiting for it. All aboard the crazy what?
Leaving it at that.
All aboard the crazy Fez.
Explain the segment, please.
So pretty much, I'm sure everyone here is caught public transport, bus, train, anything, even like a coach.
Charter plane.
Yeah, even aeroplane, anything.
Local ferry.
It's not fucking Donald Trump sitting around the table. I'm sure someone's got a bus.
Bruce Wayne.
And I'm sure someone has been in an awkward situation or a situation something crazy has happened or weird.
Yeah.
So I want everyone to give us a story.
Weird public transport.
Yeah,
it's your segment, man. You tell me. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll start. So, last year, I went to catch a bus in late morning to uni. And it was one of those buses, like, where it's not, they just row after row seats. They're the seats where you're facing each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The stare down bus.
Yeah, the stare. Now, I went on there and there wasn't really many people. And it was like, I sat across where this lady was sitting. Now, halfway through the trip to uni, I didn't have my headphones with me either, so I couldn't pretend I'm just, like, listening to music. She got a phone call, and she picked it up, and, she started talking, and after I wasn't really paying attention, I heard she started saying loud, like, "What? How long? How could you do this to me?" And I was like, oh, no, it's just
you're
me and her.
Sitting opposite this girl.
Yeah, sitting opposite this girl. And then she starts crying, I have no idea what to do, and I didn't do anything.
this is becoming like a depressing set.
She really got stuck into it. Like.
So you sat quietly while facing a sobbing girl.
Yeah,
and I didn't pat her on the shoulder or anything, or ask how she was.
So you simply sat.
I just didn't know what to do. I was looking at her. She was just crying. She looked at me. And I just quickly looked somewhere else. Like,
you really aren't human, are you?
Nah.
So what you essentially did was sit on a bus and just watch a girl get her heart broken.
Yeah.
And you just sat there.
Pretty much.
All right, mate.
Did you say excuse me when you got off the bus? Did you have to like step over or anything?
Step over a corpse?
Hey, just like, can you just hit the stop button and then get off?
I just did. You stopped my heart!
ask her to keep it down?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just didn't know what to do. I was blank in the head. I was like,
you're always blank.
Yeah. Anyone that's listened to a few episodes of this podcast is well aware that you're blank in the head.
The blankness of your head is mind-boggling.
So yeah, that's my story.
Okay.
Stephen?
My story happened actually even before I got on the bus. Waiting at the bus stop. There was this lady there who was trying to get... She had about 6 kids she was trying to get on the bus. and
that's crazy right there.
Yeah.
End of story.
And she was obviously like, you know how they have steps at the front of buses?
Yes.
So they have steps at the front of buses, and she was obviously going to struggle to get her pram up into the bus. You know how they generally put their prams in the disabled place, whatever. Mm. She said, "Can you give me a hand?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like,
can you lift 5 or 6 my kids onto the bus?
Yeah, I'm capable of carrying a pram up some stairs. So she gets her baby out of the pram and hands me the baby. So I'm standing there holding the baby while she gets the pram on the bus.
Genius.
Did you leg it with the baby?
No, but I was holding the baby like well out away from me, just so everyone knew that.
Just terrified.
I wasn't trying to take the baby. I'm just cautiously holding it at that kind of.
But that baby, he's stolen that woman's baby. It's not mine. Yeah. It's not mine.
And then she was getting all her other kids seated and stuff. I was probably holding this baby for like 2 minutes before I got on the bus, and she finally came back.
Was it looking at you weird, like? Who the hell are you?
I was looking at me like a baby, Dad? I guess. Head was flopping all over the place.
Can I call you daddy?
Yeah.
So he was just holding up by the fucking leg.
Yeah. So that's what happened to me.
Nice. Last one. Only right.
Public transportation. Does plane count?
Yeah.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. And John Candy.
So imagine going on like a 2 or 3 hour plane ride. And, you're relaxing. And out of nowhere, while you're sleeping, you just whiff this strong odor, stench.
Yeah. Oh.
2 aisles and 2 seats in front. This guy just basically raises his arm and airplane aircon was just dark blowing darkly towards him. And the person in front of me is just basically making a face like,
oh, this guy smells like a bum's dick. He's just on a bus with you in front of a fan.
So pretty much I just sat through that plane throughout 2 to 3 hours, just burying that stench, and I feel sorry for the poor guy.
Was it thick?
Yeah.
At least she had a buffer.
Yeah.
You know that guy would have been so comfortable though, just sitting there with his arms by his head, getting a cool breeze under the arms, killing 7 people behind him.
That's biological warfare. Mine was a couple of weeks ago, actually, leaving the footy. So we may or may not have been slightly under the influence. And we get in, you know how when you get in the cab, you normally ask to put on your radio station or whatever. This dude's like, "Nah, boys, sit back. I've got something for you." The entire 40-minute cab ride home, this bloke's got Akon blaring. Like, he's got a CD from about 2000 pumping. Nice. I didn't know anyone still listened to Akon.
Sounds like my he mom. Does.
Stephen should know.
Well, what?
Akon playing in my car.
Yeah. Oh, Akon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I drove around Malaysia with this motherfucker, he only had 8 tracks, and 3 of them were Akon.
Yeah.
And I'm talking for 2 weeks, all I heard were these 8 tracks everywhere we drove. And we drove a lot of places.
Happy.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. Mine was when I was, I caught a really late, heinous bus ride from LA to San Francisco. I was overseas last year, and, the bus left at 1:13 in the morning from, like, downtown LA, and, me and my mate had some sleeping tablets, and we're like, "Oh, we'll take these, so we can just sleep the whole time."
Come uppers, come downers.
That's it, just, like, crash out, not have to worry about this. Anyway, so I took these sleeping tablets, and they were taking a while to kick in, and then eventually the bus just pulls up in this random kind of like really dodgy looking city. It's like, "Oh, we're just going to stop here for like a 5-minute quick coffee break, toilet break if you need it." And in my dazed kind of half zonked out thing, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to go get some chips." Yeah. So I left the bus, and what seemed to me to be 30 seconds was actually 15 minutes of me standing in front of a vending machine trying to put a dollar in. And then I turned around and the bus had gone. It had left without me, and my bag, my passport, everything was on this bus, and it was just me standing there, like, literally swaying from side to side with a bag of chips and this fucking, like,
and
crack
a belly full of sleeping
pills. And a belly full of sleeping pills. Wow. And I was just like, "Oh, shit." But, like, I was still so calm at the time because of the sleeping pills, so I was just literally standing there just swaying, just eating chips, just waiting for something to happen. And thank God, I don't know, the bus driver must have realised that there was one guy missing or something. So he came back and opened the doors. And it was so funny. I just remember him going like, "God damn, motherfucker, I told you it was 5 fucking minutes. God damn it, what the hell are you thinking, honky?" And I'm just like, "Oh, I got some chips." And I just slept. and just slept for 8 hours straight.
Did he actually call you a honky?
Yeah. I was like, oh. Yeah, so that could have been very dangerous. It was, yes.
White boy, get back on the bus!
Get back on the bus. Like, ah.
Yeah, that's lucky, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to still be there selling crack.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So, pretty good stories.
Oh, cool for that, man.
Yeah. Well, I think,
did you say so?
Now we'll move it on to Twitter questions.
Yeah.
Twitter questions.
All right, so Twitter questions this week. We've got 3 questions this week, guys.
Woo! 3 is the magic number.
Yeah, this week it is. So the first one's from Mark Mitchell. We do the usual round the table answers. His username is @SydneyMustard.
Sydney Mustard.
Sydney Mustard.
Ah, yeah. All right.
She was from Sydney.
Yeah.
It's best mustard.
And enjoys mustard, hopefully.
Yep.
Well,
maybe. Does Sydney make good mustard?
I don't know. I assume that Master Foods just send it out to everywhere from wherever they make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, his question is best or worst or strangest birthday memories. So give us a birthday story.
I think it'd probably be strange, but I guess that's just what mothers like to do, peer into the lives of their children. But I remember, I think it was my 17th birthday. At the end of the night, I was kind of having a bit of a party pash with this girl at the party. And it was at the end of the night, though, so like half people had left already. And Mum obviously saw this, so decided to clean up around where I was standing, hooking up with this girl. Wow. So she had like the little brush in the bathroom,
that is weird.
Just scooping up like empty beer cans. Yeah. Like,
this was your 5th birthday party, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the 5th birthday, yeah. So, you know, there was lots of cigarette butts everywhere. But no, and it was very odd. I think my mate even had to come over and was like, all right, time to go. Come on. You don't need to clean up here anymore.
Like, you cannot eat her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was very odd because I was like, well, you know.
Orkies.
How do I, you know,
yeah.
Awkward.
That is awkward.
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 Fess.
That's a good segue.
That's the best segue we've had all episode.
I don't know ones from my own like birthday parties. I can think of ones at my mate's birthday parties.
Yeah, but were you involved, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well...
You poor little
now, I don't want to mention my mate's name or his parents.
That's
but,
fine.
Yeah.
Fuck him, sue him. Throw him in.
His parents are divorced, all right?
Is your mate going to listen to this podcast?
I don't think so.
All right.
Now,
I hope for you he doesn't.
There's a story where, you know, I was, you know, he had obviously his family there and whatnot. And, you know...
Half his family.
No.
Was one party on the weekend and the other party
on the weekday? No, and, you know, they also had a bit to drink as well. And I was talking to the mother. And a lot of the time when she was talking, she'd be like, oh, he's a real... Referencing to dad, like, oh, he's a real bad person, this, and that. And just going to other people, just talking about that.
They're talking about how bad the dad
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what to say to that. So
that
like,
is a different conversation.
Yeah, so that's probably the... awkward.
Why are you yelling at me?
So it's someone going with his mom telling you how shit their dad is.
Yeah. That really deeply affected you.
Alright, mine is from my 18th, and this one isn't actually about me as such, but just something that happened at my party. I had a lot of different mates there. You know, you have different friendship circles that don't necessarily get along.
Yeah.
But as people started to drink, you started to mingle a little bit.
Yeah.
But this mingling didn't go so well, and there was a couple of different groups of people, and one of my mates felt the need to punch another guy in the face.
Oh, shit.
For the pure reason that he was wearing a pink shirt.
Oh.
And I was just like, that's not cool, dude.
Nah.
And then then we had this big, like, thing.
Kerfuffle.
And then he was starting to get upset that he'd, like, offended my house or something. And I was like,
no,
not a knight
of
the round table. Yeah.
I don't get that whole pride in the house. You know, we're like, this is my house, my rule. It's like, it's just a fucking bricks and mortar. You know, it's a shelter from the rain.
That's true. I kind of, like, you don't go into somebody else's house and just like...
No, you don't trash it. But if someone's just like, you didn't ask for a cup of tea, this is my house, my rules. It's like, well, fucking, come on, man, it's a party.
Yeah, that's true.
Leroy?
This was way back in the past. It's like, I would probably 10, somewhere between 10 and 12.
Yeah.
Basically, I had a party at home, and you know, back when you're young, your staple foods are chicken, beef, pork, lamb, whatsoever. Those normal meats.
Yeah.
So I actually tried something else, which was some quail.
Ah.
So back then, you know, in Malaysia, people didn't really have quails yet. It's like not really something that's common.
Yeah.
So when I had it, it was like, it was great stuff. Bought 5-10 kilograms for a barbecue. I asked my friend, hey, invited my friends, come, oh, you know, have some of these quails. So what the hell is that? Is that bird? I'm not eating no damn bird.
Not eating bird.
The quail.
Yeah. How about chicken?
Chicken, yes. But the point is the bird is like a, they think it's like a pigeon.
A pigeon.
Or something of that sort. So in the end of the day, I had like 5 to 10 kilos worth of cooked quail in their leftovers.
That nobody would eat.
Nobody would eat.
I wonder if his dad races like homing pigeons and stuff. And he gives them to the lady around the corner, the dad ones. She cooks them up and eats them.
Is it the same lady from Home Alone 2?
Fish, finish this question off for us.
I reckon my best memory was probably my 5th birthday or something. My mum and like had an under the sea theme. So everyone dressed up as like pirates sort of thing. Well, it wasn't under the sea, it might have been pirates. That sounds more like a 5-year-old's birthday party.
And they basically turned our entire back room into a huge cardboard pirate ship. So I'm talking like streamers hanging from the roof, like everywhere, balloons everywhere. And I think Dad spent like 3 weeks out in the shed with like duct tape and paint making a massive ship that would probably fill up, you know, a, I don't know, 6 by 6 meter room. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A chocolate treasure chest cake with like coin money in there, chocolate coins and shit in it.
Yeah, awesome. Props.
That was dope.
That's pretty good.
And then run around swords beating the little kid. Like Winston here.
Nah, cool, man. All right, next question. This one's from a notebooks crawler, and his username is at notebooks crawler, which makes it easy. His question is, if they made an ice cream flavor in your honor, what would it be called?
Oh.
His would be called blank. Like,
great. It would be like... unsugared vanilla or something really boring.
Yeah, plainer than vanilla. Water flavor.
It's just ice. It's just frost.
Yeah. But before we get to Fez, we know that we'll have an equally shit answer. Quirks.
I don't see, because the thing is, I'm not like a massive sweets person. So if they could somehow make an ice cream that like just combined melted cheese on salami in an ice cream.
Oh.
I would eat like 7 of them a day.
What would it be called? Melted cheese on salami, or
no? It'd be called heart attack.
Nice. Yeah,
like ho ho heart attack.
Ho ho heart attack.
Yeah,
okay.
And yeah, it'd be.
I was gonna say I could live with that, but I probably couldn't.
No, you couldn't. I'd get bored of
actually going to Coney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fez. I was thinking AB flavoured ice cream.
That's a good flavour.
Oh, wow.
That's way better than unsugared vanilla.
We should probably explain AB. Is that an Australian thing, AB?
I think it's South Australian.
Abortion.
I think it is. Oh, no, explain it.
All right, well, what an AB is you get, you know, kebab meat, so your chicken or your lamb.
Or euros for our people playing in SA.
Yep.
Yeah. Or gyro for Americans.
Gyro?
They call them gyro.
Yeah, gyros.
Fucking hell.
It's a meat falafel.
Alright, whatever. First, you have the chips underneath, then you put the meat on top.
Ethnic wrap.
Yeah. No wrap on it. And then
not hip hop.
Put garlic sauce, tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, sweet chili sauce.
Yeah.
And what else? Other sauces.
So I basically chuck all the guts and good bits of a gyros and just dump it over some chips.
Chips.
They don't have to be savory, man. You have to follow up with some weird ass ice cream. Would you enjoy that?
Yeah. I reckon I would.
Yeah, you would, you filthy animal.
Keep it changed.
What's it called?
just be A B
flavour.
A B flavour.
Original.
Inventive.
Yeah.
Alright, mine would be called Who Gives a Fuck? And
Who Gives a Fuck?
Intriguing.
Oh, maybe called Who Gives an F, so kids could eat it.
Yeah.
And it would just be like whatever is left at the end of the day, you just cram into that. And
whatever you sweep off the floor.
Yeah, exactly. It's different every day.
Whatever you find in the mousetrap that day.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you just when you go up there, it's like, what flavor do you want? It's like, there's 20 different flavors. I don't know which one to pick. Who gives a fuck?
Well, it's different every day. You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
That's good. I like it.
So you just roll the dice every time you get it. Last week was garbage. We're going to get something good this week.
Yeah.
Oh, this flavor, I was thinking about something that Stephen would enjoy.
So in your honor, you want something I would hate.
It's a honey lemon tea
flavor.
I'm going to call it yellow fever.
Hey.
That's good.
Pretty Asian.
Yeah.
I reckon I would have to go beef stroganoff ice cream.
Beef stroganoff's good, but ice cream.
What's it called?
Don't pull affairs.
BS ice cream.
That's alright.
BS ice cream.
Hey mate, you're just sweeping shit off the floor. At least mine's edible.
You're sounding like ice cream. Sweeping off the, that's what you said. Oh, mine was just like whatever's left over mashed together. It wasn't sweep shit off the floor. Moving on.
It could be like vinegar and salt. Actually, they're a pretty good combination.
That's one of the most popular chip flavors ever.
Idiot.
All right, last question before we wrap this weird show up is in our increasing. Oh, sorry, it's from Russell Qualls. His username is @temptahumor.
Rusty.
So his question is: in our increasingly technology-based culture, how can we as a society keep ourselves grounded in our morals and ethics?
Actually, RSVP to people. Don't go Facebook, maybe. Maybe is not an RSVP. Yeah. And because that little fucking button in between the two answers exists, people no longer RSVP to events, so they don't rock up, and everyone's just rude because of it.
You think
you're either going to something or you are not. Don't say maybe.
Your birthday is going to be banging and it's just you there with your
mom. Exactly. So, even though we've got the technology to invite someone in 3 seconds over a mobile phone, still RSVP with a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Don't say maybe.
That's fair.
I'd say, you know, people now, when you go pick someone up, you just wait outside and just give them a text on the mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you should go up to the door and just knock and say, yeah, come out.
How does that affect morals and ethics of
our you know, you get to meet.
Rudeness? Is it rude?
No, so that, you know, obviously you answer the door, be the parents, you talk to the parents. It's more close to the family of your friend.
You know what?
I actually think the opposite. I think with the increase of technology, people are not doing more shitty stuff in public, like getting caught with adultery, you know, on Google Maps, and which causes divorce and shit.
Yeah, but he probably got that fetish from youporn.com.
Yeah.
That didn't invent it. That wasn't around 10 years ago.
Or whatever bicycle porn site Leroy watches.
Like also Google Glasses, it also records what's happening inside and those crash cams as well.
Yeah, you think that's good for morals and ethics too?
Yeah.
So you didn't at all answer the question.
So you're just telling the listeners it's wrong.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Mine, I reckon, would be to read more instead of watching shit movies and making so many movies. One, it improves your cognitive ability, keeps your brain sharp.
Yeah.
And two, books are always better than the movies.
Yeah. But how is this morals and ethics, man?
I don't know.
I think the issue is that your question was a bit too much for...
yeah, that's it. We're not too intelligent.
We're not that smart.
You're so much smarter than us.
Yeah.
Mine would be just limit yourself to how much you use the internet. Like, if you're at a bloody bar and somebody's like, I think Tom Cruise is in that fucking movie, just argue about it. Don't look it up on Google.
Yeah, Google's killing the conversation.
Yeah, fight things out.
Yeah.
That's going to help, right? Because then somebody's looking smug and then everyone feels shit.
Yeah.
Everyone can feel good because you think you're right, they think they're right. Leave it at that.
Exactly.
This is how your friend got punched.
Yeah. And don't text them the next day to say you're right either. That's a dick move.
Mm.
A dick move.
Definitely.
Which takes us to the end of Twitter questions and the end of episode 15.
Hurrah!
Yep.
So unless anyone has anything else they want to add?
My ocular fetish.
Where's the picture?
It's on my phone. I'll upload it.
That was quite something else. It involved 5 minutes of me and my missus sitting there trying to get a decent photo of it with me screaming.
That's sickening.
That is
how
sickening.
How did it feel?
Like cold and wet.
Ew.
And then afterwards it felt like I was crying on one half of my eye.
Yeah.
Crying bacteria.
So yeah, so we're going to have a picture of your missus's tongue in your eye.
Pretty much.
On our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. So go over there, check us out. We will be uploading the earlier mentioned Average Joe Olympics when we eventually get around to doing that.
Yes.
And also weird pictures, such as fish getting his eye licked.
Lickety lick. Fetish.
Oh, and also, if you enjoy those Twitter questions and you'd like to send in some of your own, hit us up on twitter.com/goodfriends_nfez.
Even if you didn't like them, you just that you can do better.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh, that last guy bamboozled us.
You're too smart, yeah. Mr. Twitter man.
We should probably point out, we usually record this podcast on a Sunday afternoon after a couple of bevvies. So, I'm probably not switched on enough normally, but even now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Fez, take us out.
All right. Well, that's the end of episode 15. Hopefully, next fortnight, we should have Lexus back.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lexus will be reunited with the crew and should be up for some more laughs and shenanigans. So, see you then.